Welcome to the MLB Scoreboard Report. As always, I'm Kramer Santon, and today we have just a few signings that have happened. There's also a trade that did take place off of a player that was designated for assignment. There's some little bit of news around Major League Baseball we can get into, but as always, you're listening to the MLB Scoreboard Report. I'm Kramer Santon, so let's get into it. Veteran left-hander Francisco Liriano has agreed to a minor league contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The team announced that on Monday. The deal includes an invitation to Major League spring training, and he will make $1.8 million if he makes the Major League roster. That's a source confirmed to ESPN. The news was first reported by The Athletic. Liriano is a 35-year-old pitcher who pitched for Detroit last season with a 5-12 record. He did have a 4.858 ERA in 133 and two-thirds innings as he pitched in 26 starts. The 13-season veteran pitched previously with the Pirates from 2013 to 16. He was 41-36 with a 3.67 ERA and 107 starts during that span. He was an all-star with the Minnesota Twins in 2006. Liriano also pitched for the Chicago White Sox, Toronto Blue Jays, and Houston Astros. He is 107 with a 111 overall with a 4.18 ERA in his career. Left-handed reliever Jerry Blevins has agreed to a minor league contract with the Oakland Athletics, a source confirmed to ESPN. The deal includes an invitation to Major League spring training. The news was first reported by the New York Post. It's a homecoming for the 35-year-old Blevins. He pitched for the A's from 2007 to 13. He was 13-6 with a 3.30 ERA, two saves during that span. He spent the past five seasons with the National League East pitching for the Washington Nationals in 2014 and the New York Mets from 2015 to 2018. He is 29-13 with a 3.52 ERA and six saves in his career, and he's held left-handed batters to a 2.16 batting average. The Houston Astros agreed to terms with the right-handed pitcher Chris Devinsky on a one-year contract. Devinsky pitched for he was re-signed with the Houston Astros as he was an all-star back in 2017. He has a career ERA with a 2.74 ERA coming up in his rookie season. In 108 and a third innings of pitched, he did have a 2.16 ERA. Last season, though, didn't fare so well for him as he did have a 4.18 ERA, but that was in 50 games pitched. As one of those were started, he did pitch 47 in the third innings with a 2-3 record, but he signs back with the Astros on a one-year deal. The Cleveland Indians are looking to reconstruct their bullpen as the Indians acquire right-handed Nick Wintergreen from the Miami Marlins. Three-time defending AL Central champion sent right-hander Josh Milbrith to the Marlins for Wintergreen, who made 32 appearances for Miami last season. The 27-year-old posted a 2.94 ERA and also pitched for AAA New Orleans. He has a 3.60 ERA in 118 games for the Marlins over the past three seasons. Wintergreen was designated for assignment last week and has one option remaining. The Indians will spend spring training focused on replenishing a bullpen that no longer includes franchise saves leader Cody Allen or elite left-hander Andrew Miller, both signed elsewhere in free agency this offseason. Brad Hand, who came over in a trade in last July, is expected to take over the full-time closer duties after mostly setting up last season. To clear a spot for the 40-man roster, the Indians designated right-hander A.J. Cole for assignment. So those were the only transaction signings that have happened over just a day, as we did have we saw a new crowning of a Super Bowl champion last two days ago, if when this comes out, that was the New England Patriots. They defeated St. Louis Rams. They defeated the Los Angeles Rams 13-3, I believe. As sticking on that football topic, the Oakland Raiders are in talks with the San Francisco Giants about playing their home games next season at newly named Oracle Park in San Francisco. A person with knowledge of the negotiations told the Associated Press on Sunday night that the two sides are in discussion, but no deal has been reached. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because nothing has been finalized. So there's a possible chance that the Raiders moving, of course they're not going to be able to play at the O.co Coliseum as the Athletics did sign a deal to stay there until their new ballpark is finished, as the construction should be going underway in about a year or so. So the Raiders are going from one baseball park to another baseball park to play their home football games next season, and this is going across the bay, so it's not like the fans will not have the option to travel far like when they do move to Las Vegas. So the Oakland Raiders still sticking around in the Major League ballparks. It's kind of interesting to see to watch games being played at a Major League Baseball field. I mean, I know O.co was not originally for all that, but still, it's kind of cool to see things change in place. I always enjoy it when they have the outside series for National League Hockey, when they have games played at a baseball field. And I think it's pretty cool, even when they had it at a football field a year ago. I'm pretty sure it was in Notre Dame's football stadium. Or was it in Ann Arbor? It's one of those. I think it's just cool having outside series or seeing different type of teams play on different types of field. Yeah, I kind of like how the Notre Dame and Syracuse game over this, I think it was in October, where they had the Yankees play. They played on a Yankees stadium. I think it was in December, possibly. Maybe November. But they played at Yankee Stadium, which is pretty cool. I enjoy it. But that will do it here for this little tiny podcast giving you caught up to date. As coming up here in the few days, I will have the MLB Top 10, so stay tuned with that. I'll probably go from day to day discussing the Major League Baseball's top 10 in each position, going from even the pitchers, I'll take a look at their closers and relief pitchers as well. Just depends on what gets posted here within the few days. But of course, I'm going to give you all the action between like all the infielders and outfielders. And it is being ranked by position, of course, and with the ability on defense and on offense. So that will do it here for this edition of the MLB Scoreboard Report. As always, we're brought to you by The Stat. Go ahead and send them a tweet out saying, "Hey, Kramer sent me." Make sure you follow them and follow them on Instagram. I'll put their link down below. Thank you so much for our partnership we have together. But as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and you have a wonderful day.